About every 7 years, the Treasury Department has to make changes to the currency to slow down counterfeiters. In 1996, bills were enlarged and the president's portraits were offset. It's time for another redesign. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
A tour group at the National Bureau of Engraving stands enraptured behind bulletproof windows. They're watching bulky machines roll ink over hundreds of fresh banknotes.
This is the first phase of currency production. It's titled intaglio printing. And this is where the machines will add the green ink to the fronts and the backs of the currency notes.
But as early as next fall, tour group should be seeing something different, at least during the production of $20 bills. Tom Ferguson is director of the Bureau of Engraving.
The most obvious change that you'll notice will be the addition of some subtle, very pretty colors underneath the traditional intaglio engraved prints on both sides of the note.
Ferguson will not yet disclose which subtle, pretty colors, but he says we can expect something beyond the color green.
You know, in the pastel range, different colors, different shades, it provides us an opportunity to add some new features.
New features mean anti-counterfeiting features. Counterfeit money is a growing problem, increasingly referred to as economic terrorism. Ferguson says that in order to stay ahead of the crooks, U.S. currency must evolve along with technology. But because U.S. currency hasn't changed much for generations, Americans think of their money as having a fixed design.
It's only after 1928 that we went to that single design, single size, all the same. We kind of got into that mode of not changing. So we'll need to be in the mode of changing again, we estimate every 7 to 10 years.
David Standish wrote a book called The Art of Money. He says it's unusual for a currency design to have endured for so long, and that's given American money another kind of value.
It gives a certain solidity and sense of power, truly, to the country, and the longevity of the imagery says something about the strength of the country itself.
Standish says that a country's currency projects an image. Some resemble portable works of art with high-tech holograms and transparent polymer windows. Even the Swiss, Standish says, have bold colors and vivid designs. And the stodginess of American money is revealing.
My own more private thought is that it has to do with this country's Puritan heritage and the notion that money shouldn't be something lovely and frivolous and fun and beautiful, that it is filthy lucre and therefore ought to be kind of dreary looking.
Standish believes that American currency is overdue for an overhaul, and he doesn't understand resistance to change.
Jackson I like. I thought Jackson's redesign was, he looks a little wild and crazy. His hair is a little tousled, and he looks a little bit like a performance artist, I think. And the other thing that struck me about the current redesign that we now have is that it's money designed by aging baby boomers for aging baby boomers who can't read without their glasses anymore. It's sort of like money, the large print edition.
Plenty of people appreciate the large print. Christopher Gray is president of the American Council of the Blind. His organization recently filed a lawsuit against the Treasury Department insisting that blind people be included in the currency revamping process. He says adding color isn't a bad idea.
We're happy with anything that makes a bill different than some other bill. If that color is identifiable by a person with low vision, so that a 20 is different than a 10, is different than a 5, we would find that to be a very good thing.
Subtle colors are not so useful, according to Gray. Over 100 world currencies accommodate the visually impaired with techniques like bright, high contrast designs, different sized bills, and braille. And many of the tourists at the Bureau of Engraving agree that American currency needs to change with the times. 11-year-old Micah Gray thinks the U.S. government should reconsider not just the look of money, but the whiff of it.
You know, the scratchy snip? They should have things like that, but you don't have to scratch it. It would just smell, oh, it smells wonderful.
Officials at the Bureau of Engraving say American money is pretty wonderful as it is, and they plan to maintain the traditional look and feel of U.S. currency. The next bills to be colorized will be the 50 and the 100. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.